So we launch into a new sefer this week, new theme of Karbanos, Parshas Vayikra. We also have at the very end, I hope we'll get to one piece that he talks about, Amalek, remembering Amalek. It's Parshas Zachar also. It's interesting, on Parshas Zachar and Parshas Kisetze, that's where Zachar is from, he has nothing. But in Parshas B'Shalach, I checked, when the fight with Amalek that shows him Parshas B'Shalach, he has some interesting things to say, of which one of them we'll take a look at. So let's take a look from the beginning here. Karbon. Nikra kein mishtei b'chinos. Why is a karbon called a karbon? For two reasons. Ha'echad mitzad hayoso nikrav ala mizbeach. It's sacrificed. It's brought on the mizbeach. V'habez nisha ha'maisahi yasa kreva rabba bein ha'bailam ha'makriv moso bein ha'elukim. I'm sure you're familiar with this. We've talked about this over the years many times. That karban comes from the word karov, bringing a person close. The whole idea of a karban, even though it sounds so foreign to us, that should be what brings a person close. If anything, I would think it's kind of a gory kind of activity. But the idea of this big fat karban is supposed to bring a person close. And the Ksav HaKabbalah is going to unpack exactly how that happens. And interestingly, usually he's very mechadesh. Here he says a lot of the same things, themes, as everybody else, with a couple of exceptions. So let's get right into it. The goal of a karban, and of course, you know, nowadays we don't have karbanos, but we have tefillah. Tefillah is for us in place of a karban. And the goal of a karban is to bring a person closer to Hashem. And the goal of tefillah is certainly that way. And let's see how he analyzed this. So, got to look in the Chumash. So the very first psukim in Vayikra describe what's the goal of a karban. Tzavas Aaron v'espanav. I'm sorry. Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem adam ki akriv mikem karban l'Hashem. If a person brings a karban to Hashem, min habeima min habakarim v'asav zekri karachem. So he starts with Lirtsono. Let's take a look. Yevienu bikavana sheyielo l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem lahafik ritzono shel amakom. So the first pshat that he quotes, he understands Lirtsono to mean for Hashem's will. But he doesn't like that pshat. Kach pirshuhu al derech hapshat. Amnam kuna havav lo yaskim lezat. Right. Again, he says the word, the vav in liritzano doesn't make sense. Ki lashon liritzano yishad liratzon hadavik b'makriv. V'ayimana roi lomar liratzon lo b'shtei tevos. It should have said ukitagam unklos lirav alei. It's in the wrong place. It's not in the right place. If l'ritzono meant for the ratzon of Hashem, it should have been later on by the sprinkling of the blood, by the slaughtering. Here we're just talking about taking the animal. Right? What does it say? It says El Pesach Omar Yakarosa, bring it. It's talking about bringing it in the first place. So what's the Liritzono that's connected to the bringing? V'yosa Yisyashi L'fiya Inyan, Mashkazav HaRav Yitzchak HaBarbanel. So he prefers that Barbanel's explanation on the word Liritzono. Very, very beautiful. Ratzal Omar. Sheyakriv HaAdam Es Atzmo Uritzono V'cheftzo L'fnei Hashem. What do you bring when you bring a karban? And what do you bring when you go to davening? Our davening is in place. What are you bringing to the Ohel Moed? When you come to shul, when you come to daven, when you come to Beis HaMikdash, what do you bring when you come to the Kotel? What are you bringing? So it says the Ksav HaKabbalah, quoting from the Abarbanel. You bring ritzono v'cheftzo. You bring your desires and your thoughts and desires. You bring your desires for closeness. Ki'ilu amakriv Mora Chiyuv HaKravas Atzmo. B'chol Kochos Nafsho La'avodas Boro. As if the one bringing the carbon is teaching a chiyuv to be makir of yourself with all of your kochos hanefesh, all of your desires, all of your talents and abilities, la'avodas boro, to serve Hashem. V'shekol ma'avayav, all your desires, v'cheftzo, and your wants, heim l'dav kabo, all of your wants and desires are to connect to Him. That's the attitude that we're supposed to have when we come in for davening. That all your wants and desires are supposed to be there to want to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in the bolded part. V'lalos al mizbeach kacha haruchni. And you are trying to elevate yourself on the spiritual mizbeach. You're trying to put yourself up on the spiritual mizbeach. Kemosha yala oso ha'ola al mizbeach beis kacho beis mikdasho ba'aretz. Just like the animal is elevating its sanctity by being burnt on the mizbeach, you are trying to elevate yourself, all your wants, desires, and your longing for closest to Hashem on the spiritual mizbeach. Uvezeh yisratzeh ha'eved al adonav yasanach zruch lefanav. This will cause the servant to be accepted by his master, and this will make a nachas ruach, this will make HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be happy with you. V'zed na'os ma'od she'yivar lanu ha'kos b'zeh ha'tachlas ha'mechuvim b'chol minei ha'karbanos. And this is very important because the Torah here is teaching us the goal of all the karbanos, and that's the goal of our tefillah. The goal of karbanos is his karvus, to get close to Hashem through this service. But he still doesn't love the word l'ritzon. He has a little bit different take on the word l'ritzono. It doesn't mean desire. According to Abarbanel, it means your desire. L'ritzono, l'fnei Hashem, your desire, you're bringing your desire. So he says it still doesn't work so well. He thinks, az tirtze ha'aretz. V'hiritzas ha'shabas ha'sesh. Pius, inyan ha'shlama. He says l'ritzono means to complete yourself. V'chein ad yirtze kishir. Kischir yomo v'chein ki nirtza avona. It's sin, right? That's by Nachamu. Ki nirtza avona. Dabar alev Yushalayim v'kirei le'ah. Ki nirtza avona. It's sin is complete. Its sin is complete. It's completely wiped away. Ki davar haba lahashlam chesrono shel davar acher. It's something that's coming to complete something lacking in something else. B'zeh hadavar nisratzeh v'nispayes. Oh. So says the Ksav HaKabbalah, V'tam Yaakov Oso Litzono, Sha'abailam Be'ez Havasim Es Karbonam. The owner, when he would bring his carbon, like us when we come to davening, it's the same thing. Yechavnu, they intended, Sha'akrovas Behem Azu, that the sacrificing of this animal is He Ba'atachtov Avim Komo. That the bringing of this animal is in place of me, in place of that I should really be here. It's completing me. Because if a person would look at himself honestly, he would know that he would be mechuyav biroso as zvichas habal chai v'nitucho usreifaso. When you see the slaughter of the animal and chopping it up and burning it. Really, all these things, by doing these things, he's supposed to wake up in himself that really all these things are deserving of him himself. Begufo ve'ivarav. In his body, in his limbs, v'chelbo, his fats, bedamo, in his blood. Many of the Rishonim say this idea. And the animal is in place of him, lahashlamaso, to complete him. Vizehu liritzono. Shabala carbon bisyatsva olav veroa prate avoda. The owner of the carbon, he's standing next to the carbon. He's watching it being slaughtered. He's watching it being placed on the mizbeach. Bitfilosov viduyav be'es smichasa al rosh carbon. Especially when he's doing smicha and he's doing vidui on the head of the carbon. Yizbonin hatev. He should think about what's going to happen to this animal as he's putting his hands on it and doing smicha and doing vidui. Because that's what he would do on the carbon. He would do vidui for the carbon. Ad shetias hatchuna kvua benafsho. Can it follow Ace Hasosan before Yasu Roshim Galdamanevich? This is a very, very important Yisod of Yiddishkeit right here. Uvazetiana Kopolos of Min Ozvahala Mukhovanus Rakla Ratzon Lefanashem Biyuno Masavidagbo. He says that, you know, the whole Pesach night is really about this, that when we do actions, we go through various actions that we do, actions that we're supposed to do. The actions make a greater impact on a person than just thinking. Jinja's thoughts. Once you do something, so you get involved, so it has a bigger roshim. So he says over here also that when you're doing the smicha, you're supposed to be thinking about the sprinkling of the blood and the cutting of the animal and the shechita and the whole process, the fact that there are going to be actions and you're doing an action of pressing down on the animal while you're doing all this, that's supposed to give you a sense of completion, a sense of release from sin, a sense of realizing that You're dead, that really this should be you being burnt on the Zech, and it's supposed to complete you. It's supposed to complete you as a person. And similarly, when we daven, we say the words of davening, we stand before our Kodesh Baruch Hu in tefillah and a shul, we look up at the Aron Kodesh, especially if it's a very beautiful, you know, shuls are supposed to be beautiful, supposed to be reminiscent of something higher and elevated and exalted and lofty for a person to think about. So this is the idea of a carbon. So again, he said a whole bunch of different things here, just to summarize. He quoted that Barbanel that l'ritzono means you're supposed to dedicate your ratzon, your wills, wants, and desires to Hashem. But he felt l'ritzono was more in the language of to complete, that by looking at the animal and realizing that really should be you, that'll sort of complete your tshuva, as he's going to talk about, and it'll complete your kapara that you get for the sin by realizing that really that could be you there on the Mizbeach, and that should be you on the Mizbeach.
Did anything before Hashem ever say whether carbon, since it was such a you have a physical object, and you think in your mind that you should have been there instead of the. But now we have tefillah. And then before I should say which one, you know, was, you know,
which tefillah goes for which carbon?
Which tefillah goes for which carbon, or which is a more powerful tool?
Tefillah or carbon? Well, there's an interesting point about whether they used to have davening even when they brought carbonos. Did they have davening then also, or is davening no only after the carbonos are gone? So again, I think there are different things. Yeah, it's a good question. Why if carbonos are so important, we're reading about them the next 5 weeks. How come we don't have them now? That's an interesting point. But again, to whatever extent we're supposed to, whatever themes we're learning about carbonos, that's why I like to always try to translate them into tefillah, because we know tefillahs are our connected carbonos. So even if we can't have the actual carbon, but we're supposed to try to think of these themes anyway. As a matter of fact, Chazal, I was just reading about this the other day also, that by learning about the karbanos, it's as if we're makar of karbanos. In other words, by feeling the same themes of karbanos, we have that idea that it's ki'ilu hikriv. Right? You actually have that in the chumash in the morning. Sometimes when you say the karbanos, it says yihi ratzon, that it should be as if I was makar of a karban. But there is this idea that by studying the themes of the karbanos, my rabbi actually just, they sent that, my yeshiva sent that a dvar Torah from my rabbi, Rabbi Blachman, who said that's the idea of Mechias Amalek nowadays. There is no who's Amalek. Everyone's getting all broken up about Amalek. We're getting all busted up about Amalek. Who's Amalek? So he said Amalek is a mindset. Amalek is a mindset. And by thinking about Amalek's mindset and thinking about never forgetting that mindset of that they, what they tried to do to us, and by always trying to be vigilant and not letting them succeed, so that's the avoda of Parsha Zachar. To even if you can't actually kill the Amalekis, we have a mitzvah. We're supposed to kill the Amalekis. You can't do that; they're not around. But you can get rid of them. You could never forget and try to wipe away the mindset. Okay, let's continue. The bottom of page one. V'nir tzalo. So what's v'nir tzalo? What does that mean? V'nir tzalo l'chapet. That's the next pasuk. V'samachia, though, you do smicha on the head of the animal, on the ola. V'nir tzalo l'chaper alav. What does that mean? Yaskim b'ritzono l'nakos atzmo mikisme p'sha v'chatav. This is the most important thing about a carbon. It's not the actual slaughtering of the carbon and the sprinkling of the blood that's the most important thing, as he's going to speak about time and time again. But the goal is for a person to do tshuva when he brings a carbon. That's the idea. Yaskim b'rtzono, a person should agree in his mind with his desire. L'nakos atzmo, his desire should be to cleanse himself from the stains. Yikisme p'sha'a v'chatav, from the stains of his sins. Milas v'nirtza al harotzon ha'pashon ha'ola kerev lev ish lasos dvarma. The word v'nirtza talks about the simple desire that a person, that awakens in a person's heart to do a certain thing. Kinyan lasos kirtzon ish v'ish, in the Megillah. V'hanifal yoral sheyuspal ha'adam. Now why is it v'nirtza? Nirtza is the language of nifal, means it gets done to you. That's in the nifal form of the verb. Nirtza means the want, the desire gets done to you. So what's the nifal? So he says, v'hanifal yoral sheyuspal ha'adam ha'atzmo, that a person, that it happens to a person sort of by itself. B'simas lev v'nefesh achatav. Well, not exactly. V'ro amasa v'gudulas mishachat enegdo. That when a person thinks about his sins and how bad his actions are and how great is he with a capital H before whom he has sinned. Ad she'tetahar machshavto, this will cause your thoughts to become purified. V'yale b'rotza nafsho, when you think about those things, so by itself, v'nirtza lo, you become a desire, hatahora haskamalischarit. What'll happen is you'll want to feel badly about your bad actions, ulisvados, and to say vidui, al masha asa neged ritzoni yisparach, on this that you went against Hashem's will. V'dome milas v'nirtza. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I slipped. Really, 2 and 3. Lamilas. You see where we are? V'dome milas v'nirtza, lamilas v'nimkar or v'nigal. Shupol ba'atzma mechir bagula. Kain v'nirtza shupol ba'atzma svitzono. You sort of cause your desire to be changed. U'milas l'chape pirsh l'svados k'mo v'kiper ba'ado v'ad beso. Shepirs yisvade avonosa v'avonos anche beso. Like Rashi writes. U'chetagim yonosan ben uzil kapara b'ishtos milaya. With words. V'haynu v'idudvar. U'v'zeh ha'mikra al-makomo. Oh, so now we understand why it's in this place. V'samach v'nirtza chadas v'abasein klasom b'svada al karbanu v'idui dvarim v'yeker atachlidim chum v'chal karbanos. Ah, so how does he read the pasuk? V'samach yodo, place your hands on the carbon, and you're going to say v'idui v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. And by placing your hand on this carbon and thinking about what the goal of this carbon is, it's going to cause you to want to do tshuva. It's going to cause you to want to repent, to want to get close to Hashem, which is the whole goal of all karbanos. The whole goal of all the karbanos is to try to inspire you to want to get close, to want to do tshuva. And again, the goal here is thinking about one's sins and stating them clearly, doing vidui, and having the sins be a cause for a person to want to repent. Right? A person has to feel badly about his sins. Right? This is the ABCs of tshuva, the ABCs of karbanos. Person has to feel badly about the sins, but that feeling bad is supposed to motivate him to want to come closer. So when he's placing his hands on the animal to say vidui, and that's why it's here. It's as he's bringing it. V'samach yado rosha v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, and he should place his hands on the rosha ola. And what's going to happen is v'nirtza lo, and there will come to him a desire to do tshuva, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah. And now we have the main piece for today. Two main pieces. They're very long. I'm sorry. One main piece, which is very long. One main piece. But this is really the main piece today. And he says some really, really beautiful ideas here. So, look at the next pasuk. I'm sorry. Ola Ishe Rechnicha. Where is this? Where is it? It's the end?
Test,
at the very end. V'kirbocha v'chatzmai v'k'tirakon es ha'kom zecho. Ola ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem. What do these words mean? Ola ishe reach nichoach. Oh, so he starts off with a beautiful pshat, which I really, really love. Beautiful pshat. I think I've sort of heard of this. Heitev Omar b'zeh b'sefer Maaseh Hashem. He quotes from Rav Elio Ashkenazi, 1500s. wrote a sefer called Maaseh Hashem. Never heard of it till I saw this last night. Maaseh Nemar beKarbanos Reach Nichoach LaHashem. What does this mean? That Karbanos are a sweet smell, a pleasant smell to Hashem. Listen to what he says. So beautiful. Lo L'Saper Malas HaKarbanos Ba. Reach Nichoach is not speaking about that the burning carbon smells nice to Hashem. It's not a reach nichoach. It's not talking about how nicely the carbon smells. Rather, ki yemaiseh ha'ish u'machshavosav. It's referring to the actions of the person and his thoughts. Ki ha'mevi carbon lo yachshov shebe carbon levad niskaper avono. What do you think? What you did in Averis, you're going to bring a carbon chatas. Or you feel badly, so you're going to volunteer to bring a carbon olah or a carbon shlamim, whatever it's going to be. What, you think just slaughtering and sacrificing and burning and bringing the animal, okay, now you're done? You brought the animal, now you're clean. Now you wiped clean. He says, no, it's ridiculous. Aval yala bedaita, when a person's bringing the carbon, this is what he should think. Shekarbanu enokim reach nichoach. It's just a smell, it's just a whiff of his actions to come. The burning of the carbon is just a whiff of the beginnings of his future actions. V'meinenu mesakein maisav, if you don't use the carbon as a springboard and as a beginning to actually fixing your actions, nemar alav lamali rov zivcheichem, right? The pasuk says, God says, well, I don't need your carbonos, God. So I don't need your big fat animals. If the blood of your big fat animals ain't going to lead to a change in actions, I don't need your animals. So that's why the Chumash is saying a carbon is a reach nichoach. It's a smell. What's a smell? A smell is a whiff, a hint of what's yet to come. When you walk into the house Erev Shabbos, and the house smells like Shabbos. So that itself, it's a hint of what's going to come. It's just a precursor. So he says a carbon is not the end of the story, it's just the beginning of the story. It's just a whiff, it's a smell, it's a hint of what's about to happen, namely your tshuva. So that's why we borrow the language of a smell. Ki kasher harecha tova bamei rochok. Adal adover ba'atzmo heyoso tov. Kimo chen yi ha-carbon l'fnei Hashem kimivaser. It's like a clarion, like an announcer, a trumpet. Al hamaisim atovim she'osid hamakriv lasos mikan v'hala. A carbon is a smell. It's a hint. It's a precursor of the actions that are going to happen from now on. V'nikor reach ki al kol davar nirgash el hamargish terem bo'ilov yushalo b'lashonenu lashon reach. It's called reach because anything that you could feel before it comes is called reach. Kibbe'iov, me'rachok yariach milchama, shepirish yargish, you could feel it. Lahariach, to smell it means to feel it. V'amar imkein, kol ha'mevi karban yitein daito lasos tshuva. Wow. So, in other words, when you're bringing the carbon, you should do tshuva, but tshuva itself doesn't do anything yet, right? The proof is going to be in the pudding of how you are in the next couple of weeks after you bring the carbon. So the carbon is just there to give Hashem a taste, a whiff. These are my feelings. This is what I want to do. This is what's going to happen. Hopefully, then you have to have the siyata d'shmaya to make it happen. Ad kan devar. That's the words of the Sefer Maaseh Hashem. These are the words of Rav Eliyahu Ashkenazi, who lived from 1515 to 1580, around there. V'lo says, tavlin l'dvar of hani'imim, and says the Ksav HaKabbalah. I'd like to give a little bit of spice to his pleasant words. V'lo says, tavlin, to give a little bit of spice to his dvar of hani'imim, to his pleasant words. I'd like to explain the rest of this pasuk with the same idea. But who? Ola. Okay, what does it say? Ola, this is probably going to be the last thing we're going to do. Ola, Ishe, Reach, Nichoach. What's Ola and what's Ishe? So he says, Ola lehis alos ulehis romein bemalo v'chashivos hamaisen v'amidos. To elevate yourself, this carbon is gonna be a kickstart. To elevate yourself, lehis alos ulehis romein, that's from the Ola. Bemalo v'chashivos hamaisen. Hepecha yeridu l'madrega tachton b'maisen v'amidos ha'pchosios u'bezuyos. The opposite of where we brought ourselves down by bad actions and bad midos. Kenyan va'at olis al kulana, rabos banos asuchayel va'at olis al kulana. Ki amaisim atovim heim na'alim umeromim l'chashivusim. Usually, when the navi wants to describe elevated, high, better actions, he calls them elevated. That's the way we call actions. Ola, high, elevated, elevated actions. What's ishe? So ola means that this is going to be the beginning of an ascent, a spiritual ascent. What's ishe? Interesting. I didn't know this. The word ishe, says the Ksav HaBala, means strength. I always thought it meant fire, right? It has to do with fire. So he says, ishe, v'hishar amitz v'chazak amishmeres avodas Hashem, me'inyan zichru zos v'his oshashu, t'agumo v'iskafu, t'kifus. T'kifus is strength. V'hu ha'hischazkus, v'deos yisharos. It's strengthening yourself with deos yisharos of v'maisim nechonim. Lebli hishtanas elipucha mechol hamon hataivos hazmanios hamisragshos lavol toch chadrei lev ha'adam. Strength to avoid the bad desires, the bad taivas. Strength to stay with your thoughts now, right? Halavai, we thought all day long the way we thought when we were in shul, right? To tagumova askifu, to be mischazeh b'deos yisharos at the time of the carbon of the davening of the tshuva. So to be able to have strength to keep those same feelings and thoughts. Reach nichoach. Maybe we have a Yom Kippur drasha here, actually. Uh-huh. Reach nichoach. You gotta always be thinking. Gotta always be thinking ahead. Thinking ahead. Reach nichoach.
7 months away.
That's right. Reach nichoach. Sheyirtzu laHashem ma'isav atovim udrachav ayisharim sheyiv chalasos mayom v'hala. That they will be beloved and wanted by Hashem. His positive actions and his new ways, Asher Yivcha Lasos, that he's going to choose to do from today and on. Ki amaisim tovim mechunim b'shem reach. Reach lo kalvanon. Rabbi Chazal, reach ola, reach tefila, reach maisim. Uzev ayorach es reach begodov. Ayin mashkos hafti shom. Ubev ayorach Hashem es reach anichoch he arusi kavana acheres krovo lezeh. Uliyeser bir archiv ksas advarim. I'm going to expand this a little bit. Reach nichoach. What's reach nichoach? He learns nichoach means humility. Nichoach means noch, something that rests on the ground, referring to humility, he's going to say. Hashbolas haruach vahachna also. Reach kemo ruach. Kein reach im ruach. Ki gam shem reach. Shunu ha'kidar ruchani ha'olam en amarichim u'mishem ruach. Reach gets carried by the ruach, right? Smell gets carried by the wind. And he says, he has a lot of places where it happens. Let's skip down to the bottom. What's nichoach? Sharsho noach. V'yora al hashpala v'yirida. So the goal of the karban is that the ruach should settle down with humility. Reach is like ruach, nichoach should head downwards. Your spirit should be a spirit of humility. Reach nichoach, he understands to mean a spirit of humility, a wind, a blowing of humility. Look how he explains this beautifully. Look what he says. Sharsha noach v'yora al hashpala v'yirida. Kasher yoniach yodo. Oh, we're going to see this in a minute, right? Like by Amalek, the fire Shabbos Zacha this week. By Amalek, what does it say? Kasher yorim Moshe yodo. We're going to read it on Purim. V'gavar Yisrael. V'kasher yoniach yodo. V'gavar Amalek. So yoniach means to place down. So reach nichoach. He says noch is the same shorish as yoniach. Reach nichoach noach. Noch means to place down your spirit, which means humility. To place your spirit down, which means humility. Look what he says. V'chein divrei rabosenu ba'arm on page 3, Gemara in Zvachim, l'shem nachas ruach, kloma l'shem hashpalas haruach v'hachna aso. Lowering your spirit and humbling. Hachna is humbling your spirit, bending it. Nachas kemo v'nachas zero yere, pasuk in Yeshayo. Rotzaloma hashpalas zero o v'hu radato. Mipnei shmi nachasu, pasuk in Malachi. Shehulashon hachna'a, like Rashi and Brachas Taf Yud Beis. The kefel haches b'nichoach, why the double ches and nichoach? Lohoros al chosek ha'ashpala v'hachna'a. That you're not just a little humble, but you're ma'od ma'od, you're double ches humble, nichoach, doubly humble. Strengthen their humility. Look what he says so beautifully. Look what he says, very beautiful. V'shem ruach yore al hakoach hagadol v'kisvei kodesh al hakoach hagadol shebenefesh ha'adam. Look what he says. What's reach nichoach, which is from the language of ruach? Reach is ruach nichoach or ruach shefala. Look what he says. Look what he says very beautifully. The whole goal of being a Jew, right here. Al hakoach hagadol shebenefesh ha'adam shebo choshev machshavos. The tremendous power that we have in the soul, in the part of us that thinks thoughts. The tremendous power that we have in thoughts. Kemo shekasu rabuseinu natrei uparke. Ki nituim benefesh ha'adam kochos v'hipuche kochos. Buried in man's soul, we have strengths and abilities, and the opposite of those strengths and abilities. Ve'ela kochos shoktim nochem benefesh. When a person is at peace, he's sitting at home doing nothing. So these kochos and nefesh are quiet, and they rest in man. Lo yamushu mimikomon ve'edem ispashim b'leiv klal, kolz man she'ein haruach noshev b'hem. So long as the wind of our desires is not blowing in our insides, so we're neither excited to do good or motivated to do bad. Think of a person who's not thinking at all. If you're not thinking at all, you're not going to feel any kochos hanefesh. You're not going to feel any abilities. You're not going to feel love and you're not going to feel hate. Lo rachem and v'lo achzarios, not mercy and not wickedness,
cruelty.
Sorry?
Cruelty.
Yes, cruelty, thank you. Ad shi'is or echad me'am ayideh ruach. But now your spirit now causes one of these to awaken. Maybe you'll read some kind of news article or something, and then something's going to be motivated in you. Oh, either a spirit of love or hate or rachamim or cruelty. Al derech mashal. Let's say a person starts to think about, oh, I'm so rich. So what's that going to cause when a person thinks about how rich he is, how wealthy he is, what's going to cause? So if you think about how rich you are, that's going to cause you to become a bal gaiva. So whatever you start thinking about, a person might start to think about how lucky I am. Oh, Hashem has blessed me so much. That's all of a sudden in the middle of nowhere, you could just all of a sudden have such a thought like that. Hashem has blessed me so much, I'm so lucky. The Torah says, when a person starts to be jealous of his wife, like he heard that his wife spent some time with somebody else, and va'over alav ruach kina, so you become jealous. You can't control it. Lo yachal od lesapek. V'kina esishto. Ki kishaharuach yagbiah atzma, when the wind starts picking you up and taking you places, you don't know where it's going to take you. Va'olal alev yavulig de'amaisa. The spirit, the thoughts, the desires brings a person to actions. V'chein b'chol davar v'davar. This is the same way by any kind of thoughts. L'tov u'lara. Whether they be thoughts for the good or for the bad. And look what he says now beautifully. So what does reach nichoach mean? What does it mean to have a lowly spirit? To have a humble spirit? What's reach nichoach? Listen to what he says so beautifully. Umidas shval ruachu sharucho shvala bekirba. What does it mean to have a humble wind? Reach is from the language of ruach. ve'eno magbia atzmo lefi shemashpil rucho u'machnio lamata ve'eno manicho lalos alalev. You don't allow that spirit to take you in the wrong direction. U'kishemislabesh bekoach yadua she'eno nachon. When you start thinking thoughts that you know are going to lead you to a bad place, kefi derech chochmas haTorah, that they are against the way the Torah wants you to think. Like when you start thinking about how rich you are, how much money you have, or to start thinking that what averus that you want to do. Mashpilo lamata v'kovish oso b'makomo. So you allow your spirit to quiet those thoughts. Mashpilo lamata v'kovish oso b'makomo. And you conquer them mamish there in the place. Vizu mala nifla. This is a tremendous madrega. This is a very high, difficult madrega to achieve. Kibios haruach nishbal. V'lo yala kiyim baratzon adam. That your spirit, you're so in control. You're so in control of your thoughts and your spirits, and you can only direct them when the good ones are supposed to come out, and when the bad ones start coming, you're in control. You just leave them over there on that lower rung. You don't let them take hold of you. Yuchal lakayim kol hamitzos l'shtamar me'avon. You could be mekayim all the mitzvahs and watch yourself from sin. Vizeo tchunas hatzadik hagomor. These are the attributes. These are the character traits of someone who's a tzadik gomor. He's always in control. He never lets those feelings run wild. He never lets those thoughts. His ruach, that's reach nichoach, he's going to say. Look at this. Rucho shafal bekirbo. His ruach is always under control. It's humble. It's low. The ruach is low. He's low energy when it comes to those bad thoughts. V'daito v'chachmaso moshlem al rucho. His das and his chachma always rule over his ruach. His wisdom rules over that those desires, that spirit. He allows his spirit to get him going when it comes to the feelings that are in tandem, that are in congruity with Torah and wisdom. And anyone who doesn't control his spirit, but just even when bad thoughts come to his head, he allows the spirit to take him with them. Kimat yavar al kalitz hachamurus. It's almost for sure he's going to violate minor isurim and major isurim. Aval hamoshel barucha, but he who controls over his spirit. V'sholid alav lashpilo atchel yalekim baratzon alev chachma badas. Yuchal lakayim akol. You'll be able to keep all the mitzvos. V'talena biyado toro masim tovim. V'achnas haruch v'ashpalasu hu ha'ikar b'chol hakarbanos. Here, this is the key line. V'achnoas haruach v'hashpalaso, keeping the spirit at bay and keeping it low on a low energy fire. Hu ha'ikar b'chol hakarbanos. That's the whole goal of our karbanos. That our das and chachma should be sholeit on the ruach. That's reach nichoach. Ola ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem. That the spirit of tshuva that's engendered by the karban, by coming to Beis HaMikdash and bringing the karban, the spirit of tshuva, the spirit of Iskarvas Lashem, that's supposed to control us. That's the whole goal of all the karbanos. As it says in Zohar in Pinchas, Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishpara. The karbanos of God, Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishpara, is a broken spirit. That's the real carbon. The real carbon is to get the spirit to be broken, to get the spirit to be humble, to get the spirit to be lowly, to get the spirit to be in control of a person's mind. Mind over the heart. That the mind has to rule and control over the desires. V'chol zeh klola ha-Torah b'lashon reach nichoach b'chol ha-karbanos v'hu ha-nachas ruach sh'amu rabbosenu. That's what gives God nachas ruach. What gives God nachas ruach is that we are in control. We're in control. We're in control over our thoughts, feelings, spirits, and therefore actions. Our emotions, we're in control over our emotions. We don't let our minds carry away with feelings and thoughts and ultimately actions that fly in the face of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The next piece is really just about how when you do averus b'shogeg, it's a good idea to want to know about them. You could do that for homework. Let's just try, and maybe in just a very brief last minute or two, what does it mean that God has an eternal war with Amalek? Now, this is not taken from Zachar. I cheated here because he doesn't say anything on Zachar. But I took this from the war with Amalek that's in Bishalach. That's what we're going to read on Purim. We're going to read this pasuk on Purim. Oh. It's a very, you have to look at this pasuk. Rabbi Moshe, just look at the pasuk. Very, very strange pasuk. Open up, please, to Bishalach for 1 second. The very last pasuk in Parshas Bishalach. You have to see the pasuk very quickly. You get your money's worth when you come to this year. We go overtime. You get your money's worth. We don't stop on time. You get money. What's the last pasuk? Vayomer Moshe built a mizbeach after defeating Amalek, and he says, Ki yod al kes ka. The hand is on the chair of Hashem. Milchama l'Hashem Amalek midor dor. What in the blazes does this pasuk mean? The hand is on God's chair. What the heck is the hand on the chair? What does this mean? So look what he says. Beurim shom nemra al pasuk zeh. But he doesn't like any of them, of course. Ulukulam yisnagid ha'esnach hasher yafsik bein reisha l'sefer dekra. He doesn't like where the esnachta is in the middle of pasuk. Milchama ki yad al kes ka milchama l'shem amalek midor dor. He doesn't like it. Lachei nirali niraloma. Lios hanagasa yisparch ba'olam atachton hu be'emtzos hashamayim v'cheileim. Kfi ma sheshpia b'hem seder teva mesuda l'chai ve'la atachtonim ma sheyor tzivei hashamayim b'tzunosayim v'matzaveim. V'al kein kinu ha'koros es hanagasa zot z'shem kisei kamo hashamayim kisei. Kisei means God's chair in the heavens. The heavens are my chair. Hashem b'shamayim hechin kiso. We have this idea of the kisei, the chair of Hashem is in the heavens. So he says kisei is a reference to the heavens. Ki be'emtzeusim hechin kisei nagas teva olam atachton. It's through the actions of the heavens that the world down here operates. V'zeh gam kein inyan kes ka. Ki yad al kes ka. B'shem yad kanenu chozer al Hashem kim al Moshe. Shnemar la binyan zeh v'yor Moshe es yada. In this war, it was Moshe lift up his hands to the heavens. Moshe was explaining why during the war with Amalek, he lifted his hands to the head, right? Moshe lifted his hands, right? When Moshe lifted his hands, the Jews won. When he put his hands down, Amalek won. He says like this. V'hodiya Moshe l'Yisrael b'mamar hozeh es tochan ha'muvin b'haramas yod l'malah. Ki ha'isa l'horos. This was the reason why he lifted his hands up to the heavens. It was to teach the Jewish people. Shelo yala alev bnei Yisrael sheyizgabru b'mulcham hazu mikach yideihem. Uzrog v'urasam toshiyah lamo. They shouldn't think that their hands in battle was what won the war. Ki im yad Hashem tasezos. Hu yasel hem chayel. Al ze omar ki yod al kes ka. Moshe Rabbeinu said, my hand was pointed to God's chair in the heavens. Kloma, Aramas Yadi El Hashemayim, Shem Kisei Hashem, He Oysalos, Ki Melchemes La Hashem Ba Malik. Kloma, Hu Yisparach Yilcham Ba Melchemes Ba Malik. You think you're fighting Amalek? By me raising my hands to the heavens, it's not me and you, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to the Jewish people. It's not me and you are fighting Amalek. Hu Yishlach Ezo Mikodesh V'yidke Tachas Kapos Ragleinu. Amalek and all who follow after him is going to be defeated not by my hands, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and not by your hands, but it's by our taking our hands, our actions, and putting them up to the Shemayim. Milas al hu b'makom el, ki b'makom mos rabos. Ki yod al keska is yod el keska. V'hosifot ha'isha elokim lodiyam shebechol dar v'dar. It's not just Amalek. But every generation, kasha yamdu asonim aleinu lechaloseinu, hu yisparach yamad lanu lemagin vitzina. It is Hakadosh Baruch Hu who stands to defend us and to protect us for our shade. Ula olam lo nasim mivtachenu el hachanos tivios v'shtadlos bnei adam. We shouldn't put too much faith and trust into the natural and ishtadlos. Kishav Chuas Adam, the Ezra Seinu Tamid Yelanome El Hamoshia, Vizeo Shachasam Midor Dor. That's why it's now the Pasuk is beautiful. Ki Yadal Kes Ka, says the Ksava Kabbalah. Our hands have to be pointed towards the Kisei of Hashem in the heavens. Milchamal Hashem Bamalik. That's how we're going to defeat Amalek through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midor Dor. And in every generation, it's going to be like this. People are going to come up to fight against us in any generation. And our hands have to be pointed towards the heavens. It's not our hands, it's not our actions that are going to win the day. Yes, we have to make our hishtadlus, we have to have an army, but the success of that hishtadlus is only going to be to the extent that our hands are pointed heavenward. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to remind them. What's the moral of the story of Amalek? When Moshe's hands were facing Shamayim, we won. When Moshe's hands were facing the land, we didn't win. When we think that our hands are in control, that our hands are what's making it happen here on this world, we're not going to win. It's only when our hands are facing heavenward that when we understand that the real secret of our success is when our hands are towards Shemayim, that's what we're going to win. So hopefully as we think about Parsha Zohar, this Shabbos, so we think about these themes, we think about these ideas that of tshuva, of the idea of karbanos are to bring us closer and to direct our hands heavenwards, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us and continue to watch over us and deliver us from our enemies, because we realize that it is Him who's delivering us our salvation and not anyone on this earth.